Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of The Twilight Diaries here on the VRO. It is Sunday, June 13th, 2010, and I'm your host, Gina, with my co-host, Amber. Hello, Amber. How are you this evening?
Hi. Doing all right.
All right, and as always with us, hanging out is Amy in the background. Amy is running our switchboard tonight. As you guys might know, we are waiting for Katarina Graham from the Vampire Diaries to call in. We're actually waiting for her to call in. We didn't have her on the switchboard before the show started, so Amy is checking right now to see if a couple of callers who have called in recently are her, in fact, and she will let us know. So until she lets us know, we'll just hang with you for a few minutes and just talk about just how awesome it was this whole last month with the Vampire Diaries on the VRO, and just how exciting it was, and us having a little tiny bit of a break now since the end of the month. It's felt good. I felt pretty good about having that little bit of a break now, and then coming back to this interview. And Amy's just let me know that we have her. Katarina? Hi, Katarina.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Okay, there
okay,
we go.
Cool.
Yeah, for some reason our switchboard was giving us some trouble. Hi, this is Gina, and my co-host tonight is Amber. We're going to be doing the interview. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Right. I'm doing good. Hey, do you prefer Katarina or do you prefer Kat?
Whatever. My friends all call me Kat. It's kind of stuck with me. So that's how
okay.
I know people know me, is that if they call me Kat.
Okay.
Unless it's my mom. She always calls me Katarina. She never calls
okay.
me.
All right. Well, we just introduced you to everyone. This is Katarina Graham, who plays Bonnie on The Vampire Diaries. And so we just wanted to say hello and thanks for being here with us tonight.
No problem. Amy emailed me and asked if I wanted to do it. And I was like, yeah, sure. So here I am. So thank you guys for having me. This is really cool.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a cool way to connect with the fans and,
mm-hmm.
and them be able to listen and tune in, and they feel like they're a part of it. And I love stuff like that. You guys know.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
we do, too, which is why we put blood, sweat, and tears into it. We love it, too. It's a lot of fun.
And you guys had Julie Plec on, right?
Oh,
yep.
Gosh, for 2 hours.
She's great.
She was a lot of fun. Well, we had a lot of fans send in questions. This show is, like we just said, fan-oriented, so we let the fans send in the questions and we ask them. But before we get into that, I just wanted to give you a couple moments. We know you've been working with a charity doing a T-shirt contest, and I was wondering if there's anything about that you could tell us.
Well, basically, I noticed how from Twitter and from the emails and just meeting a bunch of fans and how great they were, I realized how creative they were. And I always want to do things for charity. I'm always doing charity events and supporting different charities and talking about them. And I was like, what's a way that fans and I could collab on something that would benefit the charity and would encourage them to get involved with a charity that they're really passionate about and use their creativity. So I came up with this T-shirt contest where whoever designs the dopest shirt basically will win this design contest, and I'll manufacture their shirt, sell them on my site, and the proceeds will go to their charity of choice, which I just think is really fun. And I've seen so many different designs from all over the world. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. And I'm so excited to choose it and to have their design be sold, and it might go into stores, and it's going to be great. I'm just so happy for them, and I'm really
so it's the charity of their choice. It's not your choice.
Well, I'll give them options if they're unfamiliar with it. But basically, the fan that wins, I'm going to talk to them and see what their passions are. If they're really passionate about going green, I might refer them to Global Green. If they're really interested in animals. I'll talk to them about PETA. My favorite charities are the UNICEF TAP Project, Invisible Children for Uganda. And there's just so many. You know, I'm half African, so I'm really passionate about the children out there, and because that's part of who I am. It's in my blood. Everyone has their own passions and what they're excited about and what they want to change in the world. And I want to encourage everyone to have their own dreams and their own passions and support them in that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, that sounds amazing. That is an amazing thing for you to reach out and do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And have a lot of fun, too. All right. Well, a lot, like we said earlier, a lot of fans sent in questions for you. We had pages and pages, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Girl, they love
That's
you.
Amazing
they love
to
you.
Me.
So we'll just
wow.
jump right in. Yeah, we'll just jump right
yeah.
into these questions that they sent in. So the first one was, how was your audition when you auditioned to play Bonnie?
It was very interesting. I didn't have a car at the time, so I had somebody drop me off. And I was wearing, I remember, overalls, a white shirt, and a red beret, because in my mind at the time I thought Bonnie has to be wearing a red beret, and I had curly hair, and it was really, really light. I think Nina said I was blonde. I think it was just more really, really light brown, but mm-hmm. I was pretty light hair, and some Keds. And I walked in, and I knew a couple of the people that were testing for the role, and I just had fun. You know, I didn't put any too much pressure on myself. I do remember walking into the room, and it was full of, like, all these huge execs and stuff like that, and I remember the only person I really looked at, because I was nervous at the time I just walked in, the camera operator, which I think was just, like, an intern or an assistant, somebody who was just working the camera, and I smiled at him, and he smiled back, and at that point, I felt really, really comfortable, because no matter what happened, I knew that I'd always be that girl that would smile at, you know, that person, and no matter what happened, I'd keep that with me forever and
right.
Not care about all that extra stuff. And I just had fun, and then I went home, and then I shot this music video to one of my songs for fun the next day, Boyfriend's Back music video. So I wasn't even thinking about the show after I did my audition. I kind of just went on and had fun all weekend, and then they said that I was on hold for it, and I was like, wow. And then we winded up shooting the pilot, and I was like, I'd shot like five pilots for five different TV shows before that, so I didn't know what would happen with it. And then it winded up blowing up, which still to me is very shocking. I mean, I knew that it was huge from the second we started filming the pilot. I was like, this is something different, but the fact that I'm in the position I'm in is just, I'm flabbergasted. I can't really put it into words how you can feel and how gracious I am for this opportunity. It's insane.
Well, you've done an amazing job, I'll tell you what, by the fan response. They love Bonnie.
They do. I love them.
They do.
I'd do anything for them. I think that's why,
yeah.
Like, you know, I've gotten so much love. Because they know, like, I would do anything for the fans. Like, every time I travel or I leave L.A. or Atlanta and I do a show or an appearance or something, I make sure that, you know, I take them out to dinner. Whoever wants to come, comes, and, you know, we spend time together, and we're very close. It's not some, like, oh, I'm going to be your friend because it looks good. It's like we really care about each other, and they support me with what I'm going through, and I support them with what they go through, and it's a very genuine relationship that we have with each other, you know?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the ladies who she helps me with one of the other shows that I do here on the VRO. Her name is Jess, and she and her daughter Brandon live out in Covington.
Oh,
and
I already
just
know
love
them.
You.
Yeah,
just
Jess and
Brandon. You.
Yeah, those are my homies. Those are my homies for life, and they're
yeah.
great people. And
yeah,
and Jess and her husband. I mean, they're the family, and they're so sweet. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're great.
Yeah, so they were so excited when we told her that you were coming on the show. She's like, my girl.
Yeah, and I love that all the fans of the Vampire Diaries are all becoming friends too. It's like they're all becoming connected and getting to know each other and share their passion, characters and their life. And I love that I'm a part of something that could bring people together. You know, that means a lot.
Oh yeah. All right, well, the next fan question is, what was your favorite episode of the first season, or did you have a favorite episode?
I think my two favorites for Bonnie were Haunted, because I learned a lot. I learned a lot from Marco Siega, the director of that episode, so much about acting and just life and just everything from that one episode. And the last episode, because I really felt that I had really grown into the character, and I love that she's very empowered at this point, and I love where she left off. So the season finale and Haunted were my two favorites. And I really like Children of the Damned. That was a great episode as well. There's just been so many fun ones, and I just love working with the cast. They're so fun, and they're so focused and great, and the crew. I don't know if I could pick a favorite, but for my character's development, I definitely think the two I mentioned were the best.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, was there a the question was, what was the hardest scene that you had to shoot? Was there a scene that was particularly difficult?
Oh, yeah. Well, the only person that really knew this, the fans knew after, but the only person who I really told was, if you can guess, Nina Dobrev, about what I was going through. The week that we shot the scene where my Grams died, played by Jasmine Guy, that same week my grandmother passed. Mm-hmm. And we had to go back and reshoot some stuff, and we had to reshoot the scene. So, sorry, my dog's barking.
Sorry.
Izzy, stop barking. Sorry, she's a puppy. I just
okay.
She's out of control. Anyways, we had shot the scene, and my grandmother's funeral was on Sunday, and we had shot the scene on Monday. So it was really tough for me, but just like in the show, you know, Nina was there to support me and hold me and care, and she was just so amazing with everything. So that was the hardest one, but it really solidified how I really felt about Nina in real life and how much I could really confide in her, and that she truly, really was my best friend, and how much I loved her and how much she loved me. And you could feel that. You know, that's not something you can act, you know. So that was the hardest thing for me to shoot, but it showed me a lot.
Okay. Well, that actually leads really well into another question that a fan sent in, which is, considering what the death of Grams meant for Bonnie's development and how close she was to you, were you nervous before shooting that whole scene?
I was just in such another headspace, you know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even my normal, like, I'm going to set, I'm an actress, I'm this and that. At that point, I was just kind of this little girl who just lost her grandmother and
right.
just needed her friend. And I think that played really well. I wasn't in my normal, I'm a workaholic, I'm going to, you know, nail this scene. And it was real
right.
to me. So, yeah, I don't know if I was nervous. It just kind of just, it like bled from me. I couldn't hold it, you know.
Sometimes
well,
that's such a...
It was real for us, too, because
mm-hmm.
I believed
yep.
it. I believed all the emotion that came out of Bonnie at that moment. Like, I believed it. I think I only cried, like, two episodes the whole season, and that was one
mm-hmm.
that I cried. what was the other scene? I cried when, oh, my gosh. I know there's a second time that I cried, and now I can't think of it. But I know there's a second time because everybody picks on me on Twitter when I tweet about blah, 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 baby cry, because they were all, I know people have watched True Blood, and the grandmother died in the first season of True Blood, and it upset me so bad. And so when Grams died, everybody was like, oh, no, Amber, what are you going to do? They're killing all your grandmas. And I was like, I know, I'm so sad. And I was like crying during that. I can't remember the second time that I cried, but I'll think of it.
You'll
Maybe
have
I'll
to tweet me and let me know.
Yes, because there was definitely another scene. There's definitely another scene. But, who would you like to see Bonnie have more interaction with on the show, like more scenes with on the show?
I love working with Ian Somerhalder. I think he's a phenomenal actor, and I would love Bonnie to have more scenes with him because they both really threaten each other, you know. And I also really love working with Michael Trevino because I've known him for about 5-6 years. We've been friends. We haven't had that many scenes together. I love working with Candace, too. We always have great scenes together. And, of course, I love working with Nina. always put us together, which is great. But yeah, I think Bonnie and Damon have some issues they need to talk about.
Yeah, I think they do too. Well, that leads us into the next question, and I actually have something to go along with this. We tend to ask everybody on the show, if they weren't playing the character they were playing, which character on the show would they choose? And Matt Davis said Bonnie. And
he would.
So I had to throw that in there because he said he would play a hot witch, and he said I'd like to be Bonnie. But who would you choose?
Yeah. I can't imagine playing anyone but Bonnie. You know, even if a lot of fans see how I am in real life and how I am as a character, and they're like, "Oh my God, you're so different." Because in real life, I'm like very eclectic, kind of hipster, funky chick, and Bonnie's very earthy and you know, loafers and embroidered shirts and this and that, but the spirit is very the same, and our demeanors are very alike, especially right now. I mean, anyone else, because Bonnie, like, good luck stopping Bonnie now. Like, she's at a point in her life where she's very empowered, and I think that's where I am in my life, and I'm all about, you know, being there for my friends and really supporting what I believe in. And yeah, I can't imagine playing anyone else. Like, I mean, I can act it, but the closest person to my personality is Miss Bennett. So
yeah, most you're only the second person. The guy that played Vampire Frederick said that he wouldn't choose another character either, and then you've chosen yourself. But everybody else said they would choose another character. So to me, I think that speaks very loudly about how you feel about the character you betrayed, because you could easily say, you know, I'd like to be this person or that person. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't let Bonnie go. She needs me. I need her. You know what I mean? So when it comes to that, right. Like, I don't really see me playing another character.
Exactly.
Well, you mentioned before that you came in with the red hat, so I imagine you've read the books. So
yeah.
Is there anything that you took from the character in the books and have brought it on screen with you?
Well, I definitely, before I started filming, I read them, and I wanted to pick up Bonnie's essence, and she's very innocent, you know, and I picked that up, and I picked how she was with Elena, and it's just like a coincidence that Nina and I have, you know, the same chemistry that I think Bonnie and Elena had in the books, you know, because that's not really, I don't think you could really ask that too much. But yeah, just really just her vibe mostly, because I know that I don't look anything like how she looks, you know. I'm not a redhead, but I am short, and I am heart-faced, and I am, you know, like, well, I do have
right.
something going for me, you know what I mean, so I'll just milk those and see how it goes. But yeah, I mean, I took away the kind of vibe of what I thought Bonnie Mikula was, and turned it into Bonnie Bennett, and I think the fans liked it, and at first they were like, I'm not going to watch it, because the character's not what I thought, and Elena's not what I thought, and Bonnie's not what I thought it should be, but I think all of those pieces that they thought it should have been, like, kind of fell away once they really saw the connections and the storylines coming through for them, and it became real for them, and they started fighting for the characters, you know?
Well, I
exactly.
think as the show's gotten, they got over it quick.
Yeah, they did. Thanks to the brilliance of Miss Julie Plec and Kevin Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
They hooked y'all.
Oh, yeah.
They did.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, we have some fans that emailed us early to ask if they could call in with some questions, so we'll pull those in real fast. The first one I'll bring in is Kelsey. Kelsey, you're on the line with Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Kelsey. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying my Sunday. Chilling out. What's up?
I don't know. Well, I'm talking to you.
Anything. You're like how I would be. I would call in and be like, and then now you're finally here.
Okay. my question for you is, if you had to choose who Bonnie had a love relationship with on the show, who would it be with and why?
Are you really asking me to ship a character right now? Are you really going there with me right now? Do you know what would happen on the CW message boards if I even, like, uttered a response? You'd be surprised. That's who I – you'd be huge. Hello?
Kelsey, you
Kat,
still
you're
there?
Kat, you're breaking up.
Huh? Yeah, Kat, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry. Oh, we lost her. Okay, hopefully Kat will call back in because her phone started to go out on us and then we lost the call. So, Kelsey, I'll put you back on mute and I'll keep you on the switchboard so you can still keep on listening if you want to, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, before she calls back in, I'm just going to say that you know she wanted to say Damon.
I'm not even going to speculate on that. I do put this one first. I'm going to pick this one up.
Everybody Kat? In the chat room is saying it, too.
Hey, sorry.
Hey, no problem. That happens to us all the time on this darn switchboard.
I was like, oh, good thing I didn't say. I'm not going to say. But it's Bonnie would not really like my answer.
No problem. No. We laugh about it. Actually, we were laughing about it while we were gone for that second, because so many of the fans out there have definite feelings of who it should be, and so they're very strong in their opinions. So,
absolutely.
<All right>. We'll go to the next caller, Sherry. Sherry, you're on the air with Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hey.
Is this my Sherry from Minnesota?
Yes. Hi. See, I know the fans. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Just letting you know, our PCA book that all the fans did from around the world is still in, like, our hair and makeup trailer, and, like, we're going to keep it, and I, you know, for a new season. So it's going to be part of the new decoration when we start, like, setting up all the new rooms and stuff. And so thank you for that again.
Awesome.
It was so
much
fun.
How you doing? Did
you
finally meet Paul?
Yeah, we had a couple of full great one week down there, and we had met him, I think, 3 days total. So, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Awesome.
I know you really want to meet him. Fun. Yay. What's up?
My question is a musical question for you.
Oh.
If you had a choice of doing a duet with anybody, who would you choose?
My choice of a duet with anyone? No. Janet, I guess. Janet Jackson. I love her.
That's an excellent answer.
Yeah, definitely. I like
that
Janet.
That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be really fun. Do something cool like that. We do like a remake of Rhythm. Crazy.
Oh, I love rhythm.
Yeah, I love music, and I'm still doing it, and it's hard right now because we're shooting Honey, but that has a lot of dancing in it, which is fun, and, you know, but I've been recording and drop something maybe at the end of the year or next year, and, you know, I got to have time to promote it and all that stuff, but I've been busy, and I love that you asked me that. That's hilarious.
Well, I play Sassy all the time, and my daughter just loves it.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'll have to send you some more stuff.
All right.
Cool. Well, say hi,
everyone.
Thank you, Sherry.
And I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you soon, probably, right? In a few months.
Yeah. Yep, I'll see you soon.
Okay, hit me before you head out here.
They're there.
All right, our next caller is Natalie.
I love that.
Yeah. Natalie, you're on the air with Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, Natalie, how are you?
It's your Vegas buddy. I'm totally coming out to see you this summer, by the way, but I'll email you about that later. I wanted to ask you, because I know I asked you when we talked about the the spell with Sheila with
oh
with
my
Rams
gosh.
Or whatever. Yeah. That was funny. I know you were like, I can't tell you yet. And so I emailed you.
Oh, yeah. You emailed me about it. And you're like, what's the funniest moment? And I'm like, I can't tell you because it hasn't aired yet. But that was a scene that I had with Jasmine Guy where, you know, we're supposed to do this really intense spell. You know, it's like fist matosaris, you know, and the torches are going up every time we're doing the spell, and it's supposed to be very serious, and everyone's really intense. But if you know me personally, or you know Jasmine Guy, you know that we're complete goofballs. So, like, putting us together was just hilarity. Like, we were cracking up. Like, we were trying to be serious, but we were, like, cracking up, saying these words. We didn't know what they meant. Like, it was just hilarious. Like, that was the funniest moment for me. On the set, because we just couldn't keep a straight face. Like, it was just so hard for us. And another really, really fun moment was the the feather scene. Do you remember the feather scene where all the feathers were going up? And, and Nina was supposed to be, you know, really, you know, and she did a phenomenal job. It was just hilarious. We were just all having a little too much fun in that scene.
It's funny because you totally, this is how we know we're friends. You totally read my mind. My question was going to be, of all the stunts, of setting the cars on fire, of pulling up the feathers, of giving the boys a headache, what was your favorite?
I really liked the feather scene because I got it was really fun because the crew had a great time, and I talk about the cast a lot and the writers a lot, but there's this huge crew behind everything that we're doing, from camera operators, scripts, and lighting, and you know, all of that, who I really want to have a great time and have a great experience too. And that was one scene I think everybody really connected and had a great time, and I realized, wow, we're like a serious team and a serious family, and it's a really fun scene. And then there's some, I don't even want to say this, but there's really some fun stuff, like the second to last episode where I had to undo the that piece that was spelled and undo it, and I made up like a huge thing that I was really undoing it. You know, there's sometimes people that work on the effects, and there was one guy who was like right in front of the couch where I was doing the spell, but the camera couldn't see him, but he was like handling the switches and stuff like that with the fire in the back and all that. And it's just hilarious because you think it looks a certain way, and then if you were really on set, you'd see people hiding in different spots so that they could, you know, get the effect looking
cool.
Right. But it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
There's some good moments.
I'm totally looking forward to coming to see you because we got the girls and now we got to get the boys.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well,
I
can't wait to see
you
too.
If you want me to come out, I totally will.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about, like, seeing the fans and stuff like that and meeting you guys. And, you know, I've met so many of them, and they always come out and visit, and it means a lot, you know.
It'll be fun for us to hang out again.
Yeah, I'd love all that. You know I do.
Yeah.
I love all that.
Well, we'll talk soon. Thanks for taking my question, honey.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thanks.
All right, and our next caller is Christy. Christy, you're on the air with Kat.
Hey, how are you, Kat?
Christy.
Hey, Christy, how you doing?
I am out on a boat right now in the middle of the lake, so if I cut out, I'm sorry. So I had to apologize for that right now.
That's dedication.
I have actually met you when Kaylee flew in from Arizona. We went out to eat with Ruthie and Sherry and Kaylee and I. We all
How are you? That's awesome. I had fun that night.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go back. Whatever you have, that chicken, it was.
Yeah, the chicken thing, and we were all ordering smoothies and stuff like that. And
that was always fun.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I love stuff like that.
Yeah, I had a blast. But my question is, I have a 13-year-old daughter who is a huge fan of yours, and she's sitting up beside me. She's like, she's my idol. she loves your my boyfriend's back.
Oh, yeah.
And I absolutely love the clothes that you wear in it because it's, like, really 80s inspired. And yeah, I grew up in the 80s, so I really like that.
Yeah.
Is that, like, your biggest influence in clothing right now? When we see you out on the red carpet and stuff, it really seems like you really like the 80s.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the 80s. I kind of just always wear what I want. It's more of, like, an early 90s futuristic vibe. It's vintagey meets all the futuristic. Like, it's out there, but there's always, like, a hint of a vintage thing for my, like, normal clothes and stuff
yeah.
like that. So, yeah, I'll email me, and I'll send you a couple the boyfriend's back shirts, because I'm going to start, like, new tank tops when I do finish the fan competition, and then there's going to be another tank, and then stickers and hat, ear, headbands, and just really fun stuff for the fans. So I still have some boyfriend's back shirts left, so I'll send you a couple. Email me and give your daughter my love, and that's really
fun. she will flip out.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Don't forget.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that would be fun.
All right, thanks for calling, Christy.
Bye, Christy.
Bye, Kat.
Bye.
She's actually a Christy
fan.
Yeah, well, Christy's actually one of, not only is she a huge fan, that's the reason, that's how we met her, was by just joining up with some fans when we went out to visit Set in a couple of months ago out in Covington. But we met her, and she's actually helped us out on the show since then, because she's just such a great person.
Yeah,
she's
I love Christy.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I think
well,
it's a good sign when you guys have fans call in and I know them personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, remember, we went out to have dinner. Like, I love that, and that makes me feel really special, and it makes it all worth, like, you know, I finally got some sleep today for the first day in about two or three days. I hadn't slept. I've been working so much. And then
I
hear that people are calling in, and I've ate with them, and we've talked on the phone, or they've met me, and there's that history there, and that friendship there. It makes it all worth it, because, like, I would be nothing and nowhere without you guys, and our show wouldn't be anything or what it is without you. Like, you know, you guys mean everything to me and to the cast, and, you know.
Exactly. Well, speaking of someone that you know, we have one last person on the phone. If I can get her, pick her up here. Well, if my switchboard will cooperate with me. Hey, Brandon, you're on the air with Kat.
Hi.
Hey, Brandon, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What are you up to? How's the GA?
Hot.
Yeah, is it
really
hot?
It's been insanely hot.
I get back there on the 6th. Oh, we're going to have to go to the pool. Y'all are going to have to come over also go to the pool, my pool. What's going on? How's your mom? How's your dad? What's up? What are you up to this summer? Like, what's going on with you?
Nothing. I just went and got my hair done today, and we're just hanging out this summer. But I was
Her haircut is fabulous. It looks so good. I love it. It looks so good.
I love it. Yeah, for the listeners that might not know, Brandon and her mom, Jess, have supported the show from, like, the very, very beginning, and they actually live in Georgia where we shoot the show. And I remember you guys would always, you know, come and visit, and I remember there was just one cold day where we were shooting in Covington. I mean, it was just freezing, and I saw you and your mom standing right in front of where, I think we were shooting Graham's stuff that day.
Yeah.
And I remember you guys were freezing, and I was in a van heading to lunch. I think I was in a van. And I was like, stop the van, because I saw you guys, and I think it was like snowing or something ridiculous. And I was like, stop the van. And I ran out, and I got you guys, and you guys came and had lunch with me and the cast and the crew and got to sit with I think Ian and I sat together, and I believe it was that day they brought out Nina's birthday cake, right? Is that the right day?
Yeah.
So it was just really fun, and I'm always happy that I got to share that with you guys, and you guys can share your experiences with me, and that, you know, we're not just known as, like, oh, a cool hit TV show, but that we're close with the fans and they become our friends and supporters,
exactly.
And the family just grows and grows and grows all over the world, and that, you know, we're known to treat people well, because I think that that really matters. And thank you for everything that you and your mom and your dad have done to support us and from the jump, you know what I mean? So I love you.
I love you too.
You said you had a question.
Oh, and thanks for the Pop-Tarts.
You're welcome.
I haven't gone through them yet. Can you believe that? I haven't gone through all of them yet.
Well, I was.
But I do have the necklace, and I wear it around.
Awesome.
I was calling to ask you, because you know my dad loves you.
Right, I love your dad.
I was calling to see if you could wish him a happy birthday for me and my brother. A happy Father's Day birthday.
Oh, happy absolutely. Yeah, is he with you?
No, he's not. He's at home, but he's supposed to be listening.
Oh, well, happy birthday, happy Father's Day, everything. Like, I hope you have a great day and all that good stuff, you know? I love you, fam.
Thank
you. Really sweet. You got it, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Love you, Brannon.
Love you, Brannon.
Thanks for calling, hon. We'll talk to you later, sweetie.
Okay.
She's such a sweetheart. She actually helps us out on the show, too. She's such a doll. We love her.
Yeah,
I love her.
Sweet.
I've, like,
it's
adopted
all about
her
the
and a little
yeah,
she's
awesome.
She's awesome. Well, we'll get back to some of the fans. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get back to some of the fan questions. One of the fans sent in a question asking, how did you do research on being a witch on the show?
I would spook myself out. Because when I first moved to Georgia, I lived alone, right? I lived in like a little one bedroom, and like not in like the best area, because I was kind of always like kind of a broke kid, so I didn't want to live in like a fancy place. Like, I don't know,
right.
I'm hearing that people are going to get killed off the show all the time. I don't want to get too comfortable.
Right.
So I lived in like this really small place when I first moved there, and I would stay up like all night reading stuff about the Salem witch trials, witches in Europe, and you know, all that stuff. And even if like I would just freak myself out that like if the fridge would creak, I would scream bloody murder. Like I just freak myself out. So yeah, I would study stuff like that. I'd watch all like the Crucible and the Craft and anything that has Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Like, I would watch everything that had to do with witches, and the stuff that was the biggest creepy factor was, like, if a witch was wearing, like, a huge hat and had a broom, it wouldn't freak me out. It would be the ones that seemed very, very normal and just like a regular person. They would be the creepiest. So I wanted to definitely, from the beginning, make Bonnie as normal as possible and not have her have this kind of witch shadow that follows her everywhere. And then I have a friend who actually lives out in Salem who wants me to come out there and visit and, like, have me tour the place and really see what went on there, which I'm probably going to do when I get a few days off when we start shooting the next season. So there's always different things that you can do to learn about. And I've actually met some real-life witches, which is kind of crazy. Like, that have come up to me and been like, I love the way you're playing Bonnie. And it's like, whew, all right. Good, thanks.
Exactly.
I feel better. All right.
I'm glad you enjoy it, because if you didn't,
yeah.
I don't know what would happen right now.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've had a really good experience, and I've done a lot of research.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, next question is, how do you like Bonnie in the second half of season one compared to the first half and her edgier attitude, or would you like to see her become more of a force to be reckoned with, I guess, a la maybe Willow in the Buffy? I'm kind of, you know, going back into my vampire roots by going for the Buffy.
Oh, I love
reference.
Buffy. I never missed an episode. Are you kidding me?
Oh, loved it too.
WB chick all day. Well, what I really I love the fact that Bonnie's grown. So I don't want to see her in any way go backwards or start to doubt herself. I really do want her to be become a force to be reckoned with. I want her to become a powerful young woman. I want her to believe in herself. And I don't want her to, I don't even think Bonnie wants to do anything to hurt anyone. I don't think she's a
right.
negative person, even with all the powers and everything. And even the stuff where, you know, she pretended to, you know, decel and deactivate the device. She didn't do it out of vengeance or to get back at anyone. She did it to protect Elena. She did it to protect her, no matter how it came across. So I think that if she continues to do things to protect Elena, who is really like her only family right now, all of her actions will really be justified. I want her to become very powerful. I don't want her to take any prisoners. You know, I want her to just, that's like the vampires do. I want her to go for blood, you know.
Well, isn't Elena lucky?
I don't want her to give a crap. Well, the vampires don't seem to care. You know, they do what they want, you know, and they'll think about the consequences later. And they're just very definite in what their decisions are. And that's something that Bonnie has struggled with.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see her just really hold her own and not back down no matter what's against her. For season two.
Exactly.
I think that sounds good. Well, would you like to see Bonnie have, like, maybe another witch as a mentor to help her, you know, with her craft and her powers? Even maybe another family member that she may not know has the same abilities as her?
I would love to see Bonnie have more family, period, whether they're, like, a witch or not, because I'd love to see how she is in those relationships. Another witch would be cool, another psychic, anything, you know, that would, you know, move along the main storyline further would be, of course, would be really, really cool. You know, she hasn't met another witch that wasn't attached to, you know, her family tree. So that would be really interesting, I think, for her. Open up a whole new character.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen to Julie Plec's interview, and you might have a little bit more answer to that.
Exactly. She gave us a lot of scoop.
Mm-hmm. She sure did. She told us y'all stuff y'all didn't even know yet. Everybody's just picking on us about
it. The fans are always the ones that tell me, like, what's going on with Bonnie. I'm like, really? Is that going down? I guess I get all of my information from you guys.
Yep.
I would know.
When the book... Bonnie has the ability to communicate mentally with the Salvatore brothers and other people. Would you like to see that materialize on the screen?
Yeah, and I really think they started to play with that, even from, like, the first episode in the pilot where, you know, she touches stuff and she gets that weird vibe. Even if she can't, you know, make out the words verbally or directly, she can see. I think sometimes that's just as powerful, being able to have that intuition and being able to touch something and know where somebody is or know what somebody's thinking or their past or their history or who they are. So I think it's along the same lines of that. If anything, that'll probably get stronger with her.
Right. She kind of came like this Ulta witch overnight. Like, she came back and everybody was like, what?
I know.
Last week you can only lift feathers. Now you're scared of us.
Yeah.
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool, though. I loved it because I was like, Willow? Yeah, all right. You know, going back to my roots again, you know.
Yeah, I love Willow.
Cool. Yeah, me too. All right. In season one, Bonnie and Stefan seem to be working toward trusting each other. But in the second part of the season, Bonnie laid down the law. Where do you think Bonnie stands now in regards to Stefan? I know, that was the question that was sent in. So, you know, we've seen that kind of the deterioration in that, you know, relationship that was budding as far as friendship. So,
I think that Damon and Stefan's relationship has really grown.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, when Bonnie first met Stefan, he was just anti-Damon all the way. So they
right.
had kind of this unspoken bond because of that. They both wanted to protect Elena and protect the town. And I believe that once Bonnie started to see that, you know, this is somebody who was not only fighting with Damon, but from the blood drinking and this and that, like, capable of being just as bad as Damon.
Right.
So her her trust is definitely deteriorated. She was cool with him until she saw that she really couldn't trust him. Bonnie's main thing is, like, don't mess with Elena. Don't mess with my family. Don't mess with the mortals, and we'll be cool. We'll be cool. Don't start none, won't be none, basically. So we'll see how much of that he keeps. Because I don't think Bonnie's, like, going to really make that many more allowances for anyone. I don't really see that happening.
Well, and then this next question leads right off of that is, the question is, do you think it will take Bonnie trusting Stefan for her and Elena to get back to how their relationship was?
It might. It might, because right now he's a huge reason of why Bonnie and Elena, they're so close, but, you know, there's this huge vampire standing in between them. You know what I mean? So, yeah, she might have to trust him a little bit more and gain that a little bit more to know that, you know, he won't let anything happen to Elena. He won't do anything to harm Elena. You know, Bonnie doesn't know what's going on. You know, she left to go to her grandma's funeral. She came back. All the vampires were out of the tomb. Just, you know, it was just insane. Like, to come back to that. Like, she already just got over something that changed her whole life. And the person who was really supposed to have her back is hanging out with the people that are part of the reason her grandmother isn't alive anymore. It screws with your mind, you know what I mean, as a friend, to have that happen to you and just not know who really has your back or who really is on your side. You know, but she's believing in Elena and she's fighting for her, and hopefully Stefan can help her with that, you know. He can show her that not all bad out there, and people make mistakes, but you have to forgive them. You know, we'll see how much of that he gives to her.
Right.
I don't think I really thought of it like that. The way you just put it made it made it all a little bit more clear for me, I think.
Yeah,
It would be so tough, you know what I mean, if you had lost anyone, and your best friend, who, that's all you've really known. I mean, you live in a small town, you know, it's not like, you know, can just go out and get another best friend. Like, that's all you have,
right?
You know, and then for that to happen, it's like you lose your foundation, you lose your grounds, and, like, I think Bonnie's a lot more sane than I would have been.
Yeah. I'll just put it that. You don't want to piss off Kat like that. I wouldn't be as cool. And everyone's like, Bonnie's such a bitch. I'm like, you don't even know what she could have done. Bonnie's better than I would have been.
Okay.
You should be thanking her.
All right. Well,
I'm all about the empowerment this next season. Like, I'm all about bringing that, whether it's, like, you know, young girls, young women, everything. I want to bring that to the character. So hopefully you guys can see that and see a strong woman, you know, in you when you see that in Bonnie, because where she came from, she didn't have a lot to make her feel, you know.
Right.
Maybe.
Awesome. Well, yeah. We're going to move on from the Vampire Diaries and talk a little bit about some other stuff that we know about you and would like to know about you. But I did want to say thank you so much for indulging us and talking about this, all this stuff, because, you know, sometimes people can think about fans, you know, wow, you just are so invested in the show, you talk about it like it's real people. Well, you know, we know it's not real people, but at the same time, it's something that we can really get into that takes us away from that everyday life that maybe we don't always enjoy. And it's something that can, like you were just saying, give young girls a role model that they can look up to. And so, you know, I'm always so glad when you guys will talk to us about and indulge our fantasies, I guess, when we talk about all this stuff.
Absolutely. And even if, you know, people are like, oh, it's just a TV show, you know, you never know what's real to somebody. Like, if I wouldn't have been close with the fans, they would have never known that grandmother thing was real to me, that my relationship with Nina is real. You know, they would never know that. So even in fantasy, there's certain things that are real in the show. Certain relationships that are very, very real. And I love that you guys can know that, you know.
Well, thank you. Well, a fan wrote in and asked us about Honey, too. So we wanted to ask you about that, to tell us a little bit about it. I know that you were cast as one of the leads. And so just to give us a little bit of info about that. They were interested in hearing about it.
Well, basically, Honey, too, is a sequel to the original Honey that had Jessica Alba in it. And I play the character of Maria Bennett. Can you believe that? My last name is Bennett.
Uh-huh.
Maria Bennett, who is, you know, this young 17-year-old girl with a troubled past who has to dance. You know, basically, she's got to prove herself against all the odds. You know, her parents died when she was 10, so she's basically lost everything, been a foster kid, had a really tough life. And, you know, she comes back and has to deal with her ex-boyfriend and has to deal with a new love interest and wants to win this dance battle zone competition to basically prove everyone wrong. And it's just such a great story. And it's directed by Billy Woodruff, who directed the original. And I get a dance, which I love. I haven't been able to really, really dance, you know. So it's going to be an incredible, incredible dance movie.
When is it expected to be out?
I've heard 2011. I've heard as early as Christmas. I don't know, but I think definitely between now and 2011. We still have like two more weeks of shooting, and then after I'm done with that, I go on a little vacation and for like a few days, and then I'm back in Atlanta.
Busy, busy, busy.
Busy, yes.
Yeah, busy, busy. At least you don't have to fly back and forth and do both. At least this is ending soon, because that would have been treacherous.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
We have a couple of fun questions we'd like to ask you before we get off here, a couple of things people sent in. They want to know that if you could have powers in real life, what would you have and why?
A lot of people would pick, like, oh, I would want to be invisible, or I'd want to fly, and this and that, and I don't know. I'd rather like just heal. Like I wish I could just touch someone and heal them.
Because
I'm from traveling with when I did the tour with the Peas, just kind of growing up in like kind of tough places. You see kind of a darker side of life, and you see that, you know, if you don't have your health, it's like everything else doesn't really matter. So if I could just heal people, I would be super happy. I don't think anything else could make me happier than that. You know, I'd fly and then I'd land, and then what? I flew and then I'm done. You know, I'd be in the school, no one can see me, and then now you can see me. It's like, what can I really do with that? But I think healing is just a direct way of being able to help people. Because at the end of the day, after all the acting and all the music and all that kind of stuff, that's like my end dream. That's the crescendo. That's where I'd be happy if it all ended for me, is helping people. That's all I want to do.
That's awesome. When I first read this question, I thought to myself, I bet she's going to say she wished she could heal people. Like, no one would know about you. Yeah, when I read this question, when I first put it in there, because I had to go through and pick out a few fun ones, and I said, I bet she's going to say she wished she could heal people. And
oh, absolutely.
So that's really cool that you did answer that, because I'd probably pick around the same thing, because it would be pointless to be able to do something else. But
when everyone's all good, I'm sure I'd you know, maybe be able to, like, do some of the stuff that Bonnie can do, but before I can get to that point, let me just make sure everyone's okay.
Yeah, priorities.
Priorities, people.
Yes. Well, someone also said that they know you like to buy clothes at thrift stores, so do you have a favorite place while you're in Atlanta? Which I know you're probably going to say Little Five.
I've been to Little Five Points, and I saw some stuff, but I haven't really shopped that much in Atlanta. I'm more of a foodie there. Like, I love all the restaurants and food. Like, there's a place called Straight that's Ludacris's restaurant that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, yeah.
There's just so many, like, the Highland Bakery, and I get, like, this peanut butter French toast. It's delicious. Nina put me onto it. And, I get all my clothes in L.A. because I just wear some really, I guess to other people it's strange, but to me, if I wear normal clothes, I feel weird. Like, becoming normal is like a character change for me. It's very odd. So the clothes I wear, like, are, like, I'll wear, like, a one-legged jumpsuit or, like, a crazy corset and some harem pants. Like, that's how I am normally. It's very hard for me to find those kind of clothes outside of vintage stores or anything like this, high fashion and stuff like that. So
right.
I haven't found
I love
that
your
in Atlanta. So if anyone knows any places like that, email me.
Oh, wow.
Well, I love your rings. I love the rings that you wear, those big giant rings that you wear. I love those.
They could knock someone out. They could really.
Yeah, they could. They're
well,
really fun.
I know why she wears them in downtown Atlanta, huh?
Yes.
Just ready, always ready.
That's right. Well, Kat, thank
Very
you so
cool.
much for spending time with us tonight. We really,
you
really enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad it all worked out.
Oh, us too. We are so glad that you were going to be able to hang out with us tonight. The fans were so excited. They've been Twittering about it for days and days and days about it. So.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And thank you to all of them, because I see all of that, and I really appreciate it. And I can't wait for to hear everyone on what they think for season two and after the first episode airs, because you know that Kevin and Julie are just going to bring it up another notch. And after the last episode, it's like, what is going to happen now? Like, what is going down? So I can't wait to hear what you guys think about all of that and come back on your show and talk to more fans and hear what they have to say.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Well, we have one more favor we'd like to ask. We ask all of our guests do a little sound bite for us that we could use on our later show. So if you could say, this is Kat Graham and you're listening to the VRO, or Katarina, however you would like to do it. And I'll count you down. I'll count you down so that we can have a reference point of where we need to clip the ad at.
Sure.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey, this is Kat Graham and you're listening to the VRO.
Thank you so much. That
thank
was awesome.
You.
You got it.
Yeah,
you
so
got
much
it.
Fun.
Thank
you
guys again so much. And thank you to all the girls that called, my friends. I'll see you guys soon.
Yes, we will. We'll see you soon in Covington.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Amy.
What a
Hi.
Nice girl. She was so sweet. I love the way she
really
is
was.
With the fans. Just amazing with the fans. Just love her.
Real quick, I want to run over some stuff before everybody leaves. A lot of you asked me to ask Kat to give shout-outs, birthdays, and I just hope you understand that I cannot do that, because if I do it for you, I have to do it for everyone.
Yeah.
And if I don't do it for everyone, people are going to just hate me.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of new listeners. And when we do our interviews, we get so many questions on the forum and so many people emailing our interview callers email to call in. If you want to call in, make sure that you email us at interviewcallers@thevro.com. That is the right email, right?
Yes, that is the email. That's the only email that we check for callers. We do not check our personal emails. We do not check our personal VRO emails for callers. I apologize so much for the confusion on that. I didn't even realize there was a confusion. But, yeah, we only check interview callers at thevro.com as to make our caller lists, because that's where direct everyone, so that we have everyone emailing one place and we can go to one place and gather up, instead of having to look at 5 different email accounts and try to gather up and make sure there's not duplicates, and you know what I'm saying. So.
Yeah. And all that information is on our website. If you go to www.thevro.com, left-hand side, right under the little warning about taking the interviews and calling them your own, you will see taking questions for. And if you click where it says click here, that will take you to the form of where you post your questions for that interview, and then underneath that is for our callers. And sometimes we don't know if we're going to take callers until we have the guest on the phone line. So just email anyways, because you never know what's going to happen.
True.
Yep.
And for the most part, they all say yes. For the most part, they all say yes. I mean, so far since I've been on, we've only had one where we didn't take callers, and that's because we were shorthanded that night, and we had a lot going on. So, I mean, it wasn't like a huge deal, but for the most part, they all say yes. So, just send it in, because more than likely, but you never know. But just send it in anyways.
And when we are shorthanded, like tonight we were shorthanded, normally we have VRO Jess here with us to screen calls and to help in the chat room, but I was in there alone with the help of Sherry and Arwen and Chloe, but
those three cannot kick anyone out or anything like that. So if there was a problem in the chat room and I missed it, I apologize.
Yeah, because when I'm doing an interview, I don't even go in the chat room. So that's why we usually have people hanging out in the chat room checking on things. And, yeah, today we only had the three of us on, you know, plus the three of us on plus the couple of people that were in the chat room helping. Sorry, I got distracted with somebody typing stuff off the side.
I love that T-shirt. Did you
That's
see the, yes, there's, I believe it's Photoshop. I'm going to say it's Photoshop.
Someone said, I want the V Gina sword.
Yeah,
what does that mean? What does that mean? What am I missing?
You remember they started calling, because of my
Rogina?
Yeah, Rogina. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she started calling it, the instead of the whole thing, she calls it V. And one night we were doing a show, and she pulled out this whole thing about, like, the sword, like, kind of like She-Ra, I guess, or something, you know? It was very funny.
Aw, I named my dog She-Ra. I love She-Ra and He-Man. All right, let's run down the list, because I know Trevor's coming on soon.
Do you have the list in front of you?
No.
Go ahead and get it, and you can run down the list.
Oh, Lordy. Give me a second. It's my internet capabilities.
I'll get it. I got it. Hold on. You got it, Amber? Because I'm pulling it up, too. Whichever one of us gets it first, huh?
I have who's coming on. I don't see dates.
Well,
okay, I got dates.
Website has dates, I believe.
All right, here we go. You ready? Let's do a rundown. We got Twilight Diaries on Tuesday night. Woo, woo. I'm excited. Oh, sorry. I almost missed. True Blood Talk on the VRO is on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. They will discuss tonight's episode. So if you hung out with us and didn't get a chance to watch it, you can DM me or Amy, and we will hook you up with ways to watch the episode online later. Thank you for hanging with us. I appreciate that very much, because I know it was a huge temptation to want to go watch True Blood. They'll discuss that episode tomorrow night, and they will have lots of fun discussing the new ep and what's to come. And then on Tuesday night, we got the Twilight Diaries. We're going to talk all Eclipse all night, which we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to discuss the Eclipse soundtrack. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, please do take a listen, and you can discuss it with us. We're going to talk about maybe where we think some of the songs will be fit in to the movie, the same kind of the same thing we did when New Moon, and to see where we're right and where we're wrong on that. We're also going to be talking about the Second Life of Bree Tanner book, which came out last week and is available online as being able to read it online. You can't download it, but you can read it online as an e-book at BreeTanner.com. So if you haven't had a chance, go take a look at it. It's not a long read. It's kind of like a short novel, a short story, and you can read that, and we'll be discussing that. And then on Wednesday, we will have Aldous Hodge from the show Leverage. He will be on Wednesday night here. We'll be doing a real story and talk to him, and that is Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Friday night, we will have Return to Moonlight, and we will, if I'm not mistaken, I don't want to, I'm pretty sure, Amy, that you've already told everybody that we will be having Trevor on the show night.
Actually, Trevor Munson will have the computer, my laptop, in his lap, reading the chat room, working
That's
the switchboard. He's doing everything that night. I'm
excited. Yep.
I have class till 9, so I won't be able to tune in until about 9:15.
Well, it doesn't start until
10. Oh, yay!
10 p.m. on Friday for Moonlight, Return to Moonlight Radio. All right, and then next week, Monday and Tuesday, we have our regular True Blood Talk and Twilight Diaries. And next Wednesday, on our another edition of The Real Story, we will have an interview with the cast and crew from the horror film Emerging Past. And we will also have G. Tom Mack on as a special guest that night, and that will be at 9 p.m. next Wednesday, June the 23rd. And that's pretty much our lineup up until, you know, for the next 2 weeks. And then, you know, we have our regularly scheduled True Blood Talk and Twilight Diaries every Monday and Tuesday night. You can always check us out then. All right, that's
let's
it.
Let's throw this out there. The VRO will be traveling at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of our show times and probably shows might be canceled or scheduled for a different night. I'm actually going to talk to Gina about the 29th to see what we are doing for the eclipse premiere,
mm-hmm.
and what time I need to set that show up and all that good stuff.
Yep.
But just pay attention to our Twitter, pay attention to our website, pay attention to our Facebook, and you will be up to date. And definitely come to the shows because that's where we're going to tell you what's going on.
Yep.
And Amber, a.k.a. Pirate, will not be discussing Twilight. Sorry, guys.
Oh, she's not a Twilight person.
But she will be with us.
Yes.
Not necessarily. I might be going to see Eclipse. We don't know where, when, who, what I'm doing yet.
We're trying to convince her to go with us on here in Atlanta on the 29th. So if you get the mind to Twitter her and tell her that she really needs to join us.
Oh, gosh, there we go. Twitter's blowing up.
And guys, whoever is interested who lives in the Atlanta area, and we talked about this previously, was interested in all going together to the premiere of Eclipse, you can Twitter me or DM me. I will be letting everyone know tonight, probably later on tonight, of what theater we're going to go to and everything so that we can go ahead and get our tickets early and make sure we have tickets. Just wanted to throw that out there.
And Amy will be posing for Amy and Gina both, while they're there, will be posing for pictures and autographs. They're going to be $10 a piece. So make sure you guys come out.
Yes, we will. And, you know, Amber, she'll be, you know, taking the photos.
Yeah.
And donation buttons on the website if you want to go ahead and grab your photo real quick.
And I will have T-shirt designs up very, very soon. For not only the VRO T-shirts, if anyone is interested in one of those, but also for some of those Twitter, those little interesting Twitter T-shirts that I talked about a couple of weeks ago and everybody thought was hilarious. I'll do that. And whoever it was, who was it? Was it, I don't even know if I can pronounce her name properly or not, Waskow that did that awesomely awesome picture of the T-shirt earlier today. I might see if you might grant us to be able to use that because that was a cool, cool looking design right there.
Yeah, the VRO rocks. Heck yeah.
That was awesome. I think I'm going to have to ask her about that. I don't think she's in the chat room anymore, so I might have to Twitter her and ask her about that.
But,
all right, so we wrap it up.
I'm not joking about the photos.
No.
Just to let you guys know, he wasn't joking. We will do that.
But I'm not charging for a picture of me. That's gross. Nobody wants to pay for a picture of me. They'd probably have to pay me.
Brandon's already dating me, and that's putting pressure on me because Brandon knows I love her, and that's putting pressure on me.
Exactly. Go, Brandon. Brandon, tweet her again.
We've been fighting for 2 days about a fight between Twilight and True Blood. Me and her have been arguing about for 2 years. She's like, I don't like True Blood. And I was like, I don't like Twilight. And yours is just a phase. You'll get over it. She died. We were like, putting her back and forth about it for like 2 days.
Sure.
Thank you, guys. Everybody's saying great show. Thank you. And we didn't really put a show up last night, but we wanted to thank you for, because we were on Twitter. We were watching everything. We were very aware of what was going on. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you guys for all the support you give us.
Yes.
Very much.
It means so much.
I agree, because everybody knows that I was a wee bit on the cranky side last night, and everybody helping out really meant a lot and kind of put me to ease. So.
Yeah. Poor Amber. Poor Pirate. She was all out of sorts last night.
I was.
So we took
I mean,
time.
Only because Gina, I mean, you guys know, we all lost a lot of sleep, but that week of Julie's interview was the that last 2 weeks was the week that I had three classes, and I had just started the babysitting, and on top of my other job, so I was freaking exhausted, and I'd like to see some fruits of my labor. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So.
All right. Well, I'm heading out, guys. And I know Amber's hungry, and so am I. We need to go eat dinner. Probably Amy,
mm-hmm.
too. Because we never eat before the shows. So we're so busy.
No. We are. We're really busy.
Tune in tomorrow night. If you watch True Blood, tune in tomorrow night. And if you didn't get a chance to watch it tonight because you were here hanging out with us, then DM one of us, and we will let you know how we'll hook you up with being able to watch it somewhere online. It's not hard. We can do it. All right. And I'm signing out. I'll see you guys on the flip side.
Bye.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com. You're listening to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio.